My money on my mind, rolling down the street, smoking and sipping on juice, lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind, rolling down the street. I almost don't want to start the show because it's I'm so into this song. I'm like feeling the beat. That's Fish doing the Snoop Dogg song.
I want to dance right
gin
now.
Gin and juice. Go ahead, you can dance. Good evening, everyone, or morning, depending on where you're listening from. It is Monday, January 3rd, 2011. Happy New Year, Jeff.
Jeremy, Happy New Year to you.
We can actually say, for the first time ever officially, that we started this show last year.
Unbelievable.
And now we're on episode 19 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. The chat room's all hopping. They got their gin and juice.
Chat room's ready to go. Wow, they missed us last week. They say, Jeremy, absence makes the heart grow fonder, I believe.
Yes, I believe that's a saying.
And I feel like the hearts in the chat room have definitely grown fonder of us.
They definitely are fond. If you want to join them, you can go to radioshowonline.com. That's our official website. You can always listen to us live there or download any of the previous 18 podcasts that we've done. You can jump in the chat room. You can also click on the big Facebook icon and become our Facebook friend. You can join the 87 Facebook fans that we have. Now, our goal was to get to 100 by the end of 2010, but we didn't do it, so bye. See you, everyone. That's it.
So much for setting goals. We got to keep the bar as low as possible. What about 88 for 2012?
I think we could pull that one off. And then the world ends anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, May 21st. I was reading about that today.
Some
religious groups have it as May 21st or May 22nd is that end of the world. That's for them. That's the day end of the world.
Oh, that's their end of the
yes,
world.
Yes. I think different groups, different dates. But this one group who's been...
Of this year?
This year. Yeah. I was thinking I have 3 days after my birthday to enjoy being 33 and it's all over.
Wow. You're going to be 33?
33, yeah.
You're a year younger than me?
No, 34.
What are you doing?
Just thought it'd be fun to... Make you feel
oh boy, are you a woman, Jeff? That you're like, no.
I mean, I'm blushing.
I'm going to be celebrating my 29th birthday for the fourth time.
That's great 60s humor when you're 60s or 70s.
But we need a snare drum. If we had better podcasting software, we might be able to pull this off.
But the world will be over then.
Right, so it doesn't matter. In summary, world ending May, what is it, 21st?
May 21st, yep.
May 21st.
2011. I do want to start off, I went to John Carroll University. This is off the script.
Oh, wow. Is this your PSA for them?
Much like in a 30-year-old marriage, I want to keep things interesting.
Uh-huh.
I want to keep you interested.
Are we married? We've been married for 19 episodes.
So this magazine gives
us... We never cuddle anymore, Jeff.
We don't go dancing. This magazine, you know, obviously it's in a quarterly alumni magazine. We get the updates from the classes. And I noticed something rather hilarious. I wrote into this years ago and I put in a column that my update was that I won a scholarship from Cleveland State and I was in Egypt studying how the pyramids were built.
Which was not true.
None of it was true. But that made the article.
The Cleveland State part was true.
The Cleveland State part was true.
Okay.
And the rest was fabrication.
Okay.
I've got them. The Cleveland State has my credibility and the rest was complete lies. So we all had a good chuckle. A lot of my friends around the country had a good chuckle at that one. And then I noticed in this one, in the class of 2001, there was a huge bold retraction at the top of the column. And it says, correction, Nick Gentilior doesn't work for the Carolina Hurricanes and did not become engaged to Lindsey Hoffman. So they made up a fake job for him and also took someone else from the class and made up that he was engaged to her.
Wow, so they actually caught that guy.
They caught that and they printed the retraction. So Lindsey Hoffman is now vindicated.
They couldn't get one by. They couldn't figure out your lies, though. That was too well planned.
I didn't get to the correction, but Lindsey Hoffman probably immediately wrote in and said, "I'm not engaged to this guy. You need to correct this." So she's apparently on the market or not with this guy.
See, that needs to work like Facebook does. Whereas if you say that you're engaged or married to someone, that other person has to approve it and say, "Yes, Facebook,
that's right.
I am." It says Jeff Lawnsworth says he's married to you.
To Lindsey Hoffman.
No.
Who was a very attractive girl, John Carroll, so I can only imagine the...
Oh, you do know her?
I know of her. I just remember, she's a couple years younger. I can imagine the behind the scenes of this whole thing must have been pretty funny for whoever was involved.
But you didn't know the guy.
Did not know the guy, no.
Yeah.
But I wish them luck. Too bad it didn't work out.
How are you feeling this week? Because I know for the first time ever, last week we missed a show, and that's because you claimed to have some sort of illness.
Not only me, Jeremy.
I called it lies and fabrications.
Well, I know I was aware of your firing shots at me, discounting my claims. But no, it was all true. I have 12 family members who are supposed to be involved in Christmas this year, getting together for Christmas Eve and Christmas. Of the 12, 11 were crestfallen with this virus, an intense stomach virus that is about, it's anywhere from 2 to 3 days, but it's like 12, 15 hours of intense sickness.
And by sickness, you mean vomiting from the bottom of your feet.
Anything that's not bolted down comes out. That's how the Center for Disease Control lists the stomach virus. Yeah. It was really painful, really bad.
And the CDC is like, you like type in the name of the disease, it's like, oh no.
It's like, oh
no.
Hope you're not having any plans for 3 days.
So that was kind of a
bad
Christmas
present. For 3 days. So 11 of our 12 and our family got this thing. So Christmas was really improvised to our family. We had a partial get-together Christmas Eve, and then we had one actually just on Sunday, January 2nd, when we were all recovered. We kind of all got together for the first time over the holidays.
Were you suspicious of the one person that didn't get sick?
We were. Well, I think he was adopted. I threw that theory out right away.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad Tim's adopted, and at least now he knows.
Like his immune system is different.
Yes, he's not one
like
of
that.
Us.
Yeah.
He's not one of us. So we are wondering what was wrong with him, or what was right with him, I should say. But yeah, so it was one of those things where we all got it and just really screwed with the holiday. But luckily, we were able to salvage a little bit of Christmas, and I was feeling great for New Year's Eve, which was good. It was just like a 3-day window where the radio show was right in the middle of my window.
Yeah.
And I knew it would be a 10% effort at best. And I'm used to giving at least 30 or 40%.
Right, right. At least.
So I couldn't do that to the listeners or the chat room. I respect the chat room too much to be half-assed.
Well, we had a lot of sympathy letters written in.
Did we get a lot of emails?
Oh yeah, to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Maybe I'll read some if we have time, but something tells me that we won't.
Okay.
Have time at the end. But if we do, we'll read those.
Why don't we just go now? Oh, sorry.
No. We got to follow. We have a very strict format, Jeff, as you know.
We do.
So that was your Christmas. So yeah, my Christmas. It feels so weird now. I don't even feel like we should be talking about Christmas because it was
so far removed.
Yeah. You still have your tree here, though. I can see.
I do. That's gonna be heading out here to the curb. We just took down the all the trimmings, if you will.
Yes.
They're all taken out. That'll be heading out pretty soon, and that's the last sign of Christmas in my house. Really.
Yeah. The city of Cleveland does real tree recycling, so
yes.
They will mulch your tree and pick it off.
I'm excited for them to do that.
All through the end of January. So
good.
If you're one of those people that hold out to like January 27th, like I'm not taking this thing down.
They'll wait you out, huh?
They'll still pick up your tree. Although sometimes I'm suspicious. And so my building, like I don't know how it works in my building though, because you know I'm in a condo complex that has like a trash compactor room.
Just throw it off the balcony.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just gonna put it in the river.
Yep. Can't be it. That should soak up some pollutants. There's got to be some upside to that.
There's got to be some benefits to having a Christmas
tree. It's like throwing an apple in an orchard.
What? That a new tree will grow from it?
Yes.
Yeah. Soon they'll
trees
be like,
will grow from the river.
They'll be evergreens.
You will clog the flats. You
with,
will clog the Cuyahoga River
with
beautiful trees. The ships will hate you.
Who cares about the ships? As long as the river's beautiful.
But think of how much more they'll be beeping at night.
That's right. That's right. And I can hear that. They'll be like, hey, just a bunch of Christmas trees in the river. Get them out of the way. A friend of mine grew up in Columbia Station, which is like south.
It's very rural.
West
Southwest.
Of Strongsville. And we used to go out there and he had like a fire pit and we would burn Christmas trees.
Oh.
And let me tell you, all those things you hear about fire hazards, those things are like designed to catch on fire so
fast. One little spark, they're gone.
It's like, I guess it's like the shape of them, and there's enough needles and branches to catch fire, but then enough space between them that roar, yeah. I mean, you can like hear this thing roar.
Gotta keep that tree moist. I've always said that.
Yes, that's what I always say. Keep your tree moist, kids. Keep your tree moist. If there's any tip you want to enter into 2011 with, it's keep your tree moist. And then last week I wanted to mention that I went to Parkview Nightclub. Is one of the many places in Cleveland that has a Taco Tuesday. Have you been to Parkview Nightclub?
No, I never even heard of it.
It's over at like 58th. It's on West 58th, north of Detroit, like Detroit.
Near Happy Dog?
Yeah, right over that way, exactly. Yeah. But it's just this like kind of I don't want to call it a dive bar because they have good food, but it's just like an old school bar. It's an older bar. It's been around for a while. They have pinball and skee bowling, and they have a great Taco Tuesday. Highly recommend the pork tacos, like $2. Fish tacos, beef, bean. So had some tacos there, and my last Christmas ale of the season. Okay. I had.
I do have a couple in the fridge I want to hang out to just so we can. Are you done with it?
Well, here's the thing. So then on yesterday for January, I started, Jen and I started this cleanse.
So I feel like I had a cleanse with my stomach virus.
Well, it wasn't that kind of cleanse. Oh, okay. This is more voluntary and a lot less convulsing.
But it was done quickly, at least.
You know, whenever I'm vomiting, I always think of, like, cats. You didn't have a cat growing up because you were deathly allergic.
But I do have a cat story from New Year's Eve, Jeremy.
Okay, we'll save that for just a second. Okay, table that.
I want to talk about it now.
but whenever a cat would, like, go to throw up a hairball, like, its entire body would rot.
Okay, I didn't think you were going there. I've never had a cat, so I don't know.
Yeah, like a python swallowing a cow.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of see the ripples of muscles. And so that's what I think about when I'm throwing up. What do you think about when you're throwing up, Jeff?
I think about rainbows and butterflies. Good things. Happy thoughts.
What's your cat story?
Well, I was at New Year's Eve and I was at a house party. My friends Tommy and Maria in West Park threw a great party. 30, 40 people. Just awesome. Great food. Just tons of drink. Good music. Everything's great. They've got two cats. And as our listeners don't know, but as you and I know, growing up, you had a cat, and I would try and be around your house, try and sleep over, and I'd always have to go home. Yeah, I have a low threshold for pain to begin with.
I actually felt bad for you, and so one time we got a new cat, and I lied to you and said it was a hypoallergenic cat that wouldn't make you allergic, so you would like stay over and play.
Just like Charlie Brown with the football.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, because I didn't want you to like feel all self-conscious and like feel...
I was bathed in hives. As I started, Jeff, you're retaining water, but no one's looking.
It's one of those new cats that doesn't do anything. Because then I thought maybe it was like a mind over matter thing.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
I don't think you got sick that time though. I think we could be onto something here.
This time was bad. It was I almost made a scene at this party. You know, I don't like to make a scene.
Attention, everyone! I'm allergic to this cat.
I said, I do declare, I am about to pass out. These cats were roaming around, and I thought, I'll be only there. I was, there from like 9 to 1 at this party. I didn't think it would be that bad, but by about 12:30, I was having trouble breathing. I had to go outside.
Yeah, once I get again, that when I drink too much.
Once again, Jeff Fest can't stay at a party, and I had to leave because of the freaking cat. Yep. So
and you once again, you leave your friend with some stranger in a tent.
Yep, that's how it always ends up happening.
Before,
but that was my New Year's, so it ended up very short. I had no choice but to leave. But for all these years, I thought I'd beaten this cat thing because I've just never been around it. Luckily, most of my friends choose not to own cats.
Yeah,
which I salute.
Yeah,
but my friends and Maria do have cats, and that ended up affecting the night.
Huh.
So there you go. So I still have it. Apparently, it's still with me.
So both of your holidays.
Yeah, had some sort of a physical fallout.
Bad.
Yeah.
What a bad couple of weeks you've had.
It's been rough. It's not easy being me. The crosses I bear are enormous.
I'm glad you persevere.
I'm leper-like.
It gives hope to the rest of us.
Thank you. Every day is a struggle.
Yep. So this cleanse. So basically, we have done this before, Jen, my fiance, and I. So for the entire month of January, no alcohol, no caffeine, so that's throughout the whole month. Try to stay away from like any kind of processed food, anything that comes in like a box, any kind of food that you're getting, like purchasing in a box.
Ginger snaps?
Not a good, ginger snaps, I can't do them. You know, sugar.
What if they're just in a bag and not a box?
Trust me, I want them.
Okay.
And February 1st, whatever episode that is, we're going to eat like ginger snaps throughout the show. But for now, yeah. And so then the first week, which we're in right now, is vegan.
Oh.
In addition to no alcohol, no caffeine.
Like a double whammy of horribleness. Yeah.
So it's no, obviously no meat, chicken, fish, no animals, or no animal byproducts.
You shouldn't go to like Mongolian's barbecue.
No, that would be a bad place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No eggs, no dairy.
Big egg you shouldn't go to. I'll tell you what you shouldn't do.
Some vegans go too crazy, like my sister. But this is not me, but some vegans won't even eat honey because it's from bees, which they consider an animal byproduct. But I cut it off at insects.
Yeah.
I'm like, insect byproduct, I'm all about the honey.
Yeah.
They make that, you know, it's fine. I don't know if there's any bees that are in some abusive conditions or, you know.
Those bee camps I've heard about.
The bee camps. I've seen the PETA videos behind the scenes at the
Sarah McLaughlin.
Yeah. There's all these bees floating around her. She got this big beard of
bees. No, she's singing in a bee mask. It's very beautiful.
Just a dollar a day could save these bees.
Saturday Night Live does a great skit with her. Abby Elliott does her.
Oh, yeah.
The singing, it's very funny. So give us your, what have you been eating then, like specifically the last couple of days?
Well, so last couple of days.
Other than the cardboard, like I just, rice cakes?
No. So today, I mean, today for lunch I had soup. The soup had cabbage, potatoes, I believe, in it. You know, celery, kind of a light soup, but good. Then also had this, it was a bean salad with black-eyed peas and celery and some dill and some lemon juice.
Oh, I love dill. Anytime you get some dill in a dish, soup, dill pickle, I love it. Dill really adds a little zip to your meal.
It does. You should try it in your popcorn.
Oh, I never thought about
dill
that.
Dill on the popcorn, very good, very good. For dinner tonight, had some leftover from yesterday, some umami noodles, which are these vegan noodles that we actually went to Asia Town here in Cleveland. We went to Tuck, I think it was called Tuck Hong, was the name of the supermarket at East 36th and Payne.
Is that Superior, that area, right?
Isn't
that
where it is? Superior, East Payne, 30th, East 40th? 30, East 30s,
yeah,
in that area. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you walk in there and like you're like, wow, everyone here is Asian, and it's like an Asian market, and there's like little sausages sitting out fresh made on just tables. It's a very interesting experience. But anyway, so we got our noodles there. So yeah, it's you know, as long as you have a cookbook and you have enough ideas to get you through the week, it's fine. So
yeah.
I'm doing okay.
It's kind of that size. It's creative though. It's something different.
Yeah, you get to try different stuff, and you know, I find even after I definitely feel better. I will say this, like especially, and I'll see if it happens again, but especially like congestion, like sneezing, blowing your nose, anything phlegm related.
Yeah.
Cutting down on, I believe, the dairy, getting rid of the dairy, like stops that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you have like a problem with like phlegm or being stuffy, try cutting out dairy. It really does work.
Let me say one thing about soup. You mentioned soup. The good thing about being sick is that I live very close to a supermarket, which I know you frequent. And I went up there when I was finally feeling better. And it's honestly the best place. And I love the weekly. You got to look for that. They got a really small board of what's their weekly soups.
I know one. I missed it because I went there and I got, I mean, I see it was still good. But
I tell
like,
the guy, I say, you know, you got everything on the big board. That's always there. But they got this little small thing you got to look for their weekly things. But they had a great bean sweet potato soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So I loaded up on like six soups, came back. That like sustained me through my recovery.
Yeah.
So supermarket, man, I can't say enough good things. That place is a blessing.
Supermarket is very good. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but is it as good as the Rowley Inn? Now, what was your experience recently at Rowley? Which, by the way, yes, it is.
The answer is yes to begin with.
But what was your Rowley Inn story?
Unique would be the way I'd describe it. It's
I was there last year, earlier in 2010.
Okay.
But I'm curious as to your take.
You know, first time there, there's a lot of bars. We mentioned the Clark Bar, which I know you have a story about later. But if you're basically going on West 14th, heading south, just before Steel Yard, there's some very smaller, older, locally owned bars kind of tucked away in between houses, kind of off West 14th. So you'd be going, I guess, I'd be east off West 14th. Now, this one is right across from the Christmas Story House, which I always like being around.
Yeah.
So that part is really cool because literally as you see through the open door, through the clear door, you can see it's a dead-on view of Christmas House. So I was with my friend Cammy, and she was there Christmas night, and she had the cool experience of wrapping up Red Rowley around 12 or 12:30 Christmas evening. Saw Ian Petrella, who plays Randy. He was also there that night, literally, at that bar. So apparently that's his home bar when he's in town. So
is he still living in the Christmas Story House?
I think that promotion ran through the holidays. That was like their busy time. So she saw hi to Ian, talked to Randy about Christmas Story at the bar, walked out Christmas night, and walked right out to the Christmas Story House. So it was a very cool feeling.
Yeah.
So I sat there last night, looked at the house.
Did she go home with Randy?
I wonder. Randy, man, I tell you, he's had a good little run there. He's been there 6 months now, coasting tours. There's got to be some stories. He's got to have one or two stories, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. Does he wear the bunny costume?
No, I think they give him a little dignity there. But anyway, so I thought it was just what I expected. It was basically right out of the 1950s, it felt like. There was an older guy behind the bar. We got a couple of Bud cans. There was a lot of older gentlemen at the bar.
Oh, you can get like Genesee Ale.
It's
all
that type of
stuff.
A lot of cans, yeah. And just people over 60. Yeah. It was just a very local, down to earth type of bar. So it was just what I thought, but I was glad I went. It was something new.
Yeah, very kind of a blue collar. Because there is still, I mean, as much as they talk about, you know, steel having left the city, there is steel mills right here in the Tremont area, and a lot of the people that work in the mills live in the kind of southern part of Tremont. And so you still have a lot of these really cool blue collar bars. I was at we went to the Rowley Inn and to Clark Bar, which is another one right on Clark, but it's Clark Bar, and they had the little Clark Bar candy bars in there for free, which I think is very creative of them. But so we went in there, and at Clark Bar, we're hanging out in there, and like a bar fight started at Clark Bar. But it wasn't like maybe what you would think of like a West 6th bar fight being. It was like a guy that you could tell the guys that were fighting were like always regulars there.
Yeah.
Like it was fairly, you know, it was like, I don't know, a dozen people in the bar. And these guys, like this one guy was just drunk and just like a sloppy kind of guy, and just started like arguing with this other guy. And so then they ended up like throwing punches, but it was, again, both drunk, so couldn't, like, nothing was really landing.
Coordination was lacking.
The one guy like took his shirt off, and they kicked him out of the bar. And we were out actually on the front patio, and the guy gets kicked out of the bar, and he starts crying because he got kicked out of the bar. And so he's just emotional. You know, you never felt in danger. It was just more of like an interesting experience.
A lot of hormone issues.
At Clark Bar, yeah. I guess they have a great breakfast. The guy was telling us about their breakfast, like a really early breakfast. A lot of people from third shift, you know, go over there after work and get some. They do the hash browns right on the skillet, right on the stove.
I'm always looking for a good brunch place. I feel like smaller places tend to have better brunches. That might be a generalization, but I always like to try smaller, unique places for brunch.
Well, you know, you go to those diners and stuff, and they tend to be always really good with filling your coffee.
Yeah,
you know, they're always like right on you with
you
the coffee.
You take two sips, it's boom.
Yep, yep. Yeah, you have that little white kind of ceramic cup, and it's like, yeah, they're always there. And it's usually Van Roy Coffee, which is a local Cleveland coffee company. All right, so anyway, happening in the news. This was an interesting story. So someone decided to mess with a guy pretending to be his friend and asking for money. So we actually had one of the earlier episodes of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We had I got an email letter and read through it about one of those Nigerian scams, you know, please wire me this money, that sort of thing. So we get them all the time. And everyone's used to them. Normally, you just go ahead and just delete it, right?
Right.
So this guy decides to write back. What had happened was somebody picked up a different email address from Ymail instead of Gmail. So it'd be as if I sent you an email from jeremyborger@ymail.com. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is Jeremy. So it looks like it's coming from me.
Right.
It, as long as you're not intelligent enough to check the return email address. But this guy was. So he caught it. This person was talking about being trapped over in the UK because they had their bag stolen. Can you please wire me some money?
Delete.
Alexander, right. That's what most people would do. So this guy goes, so she is asking for $2,000 to pay hotel bills, cover my expenses. He decides to have a little problem. So he writes back to her, his friend, how on earth did this happen? I had no idea you were even in London. And $2,000 on hotel bills? How on earth did you manage that? You could have stayed at mine for free. I'm working on getting you the cash. And so she writes back, thanks a lot, James. Promise to pay you back as soon as I get there. Here are the details I need to send the funds via Western Union. And he goes, to be honest, I'm a bit annoyed you've spent the past week in the lap of luxury and haven't contacted me at all. I thought we were close. What happened? Also, what's your room like? I'll talk to the bank tomorrow. And then the person writing back, you could tell like their English isn't quite, lots of these scams are from outside the country and their English isn't that great. But it's, don't be, please, you know, my head was filled and I was a bit confused, but now you promised to help my mind is at rest. Can't you be able to get the funds by today? Please, I really need to get on the next available flight. Let me know. he says, Alex, before I do this, and I want to, but before I do this, just tell me one thing. How was I as a lover? I've been wanting to know this for ages, but haven't ever had the courage to ask. She writes back, James, don't start. I'm in a mess right now. My head aches. Please just get me out of this mess, and we will discuss this when I get home, okay? Thanks, and waiting to hear from you soon. He writes back, if that's the way you're going to behave, then maybe you can just dig yourself out of this mess. Remember Tuscany, those huge waves, the way you wheeled me all over town? Oh. I want to know whether you still love me. Tell me, you still love me? She writes, this is how far a scabber will go to get money out of you. Okay, James, I still remember the old times we spent together, and I wish we could do it once more if we had the chance to, okay? I will never forget the good times we both spent together. Please just get me out of this mess. He writes back, but do you love me? Yes, I do love you, James. I'll meet you at the airport once this is all okay. Just get to Western Union and wire the phone so we can meet and spend time together, all right? Keep me posted. Love you.
Pretty funny.
So he goes in. He goes in to, hey, I didn't manage to call my bank. I'm not sure. The guy I spoke to said Western Union isn't safe. Don't you think we should meet in person? On the way home, I decided to ask you to write me a poem. Nothing large, just a simple one, just for me. Something about Tuscany. I remember writing you one all those many years ago, and you never replied to me. It would mean a lot to me. Yours, James. Western Union's 100% safe.
Is that part of the poem? Yeah.
Western Union is 100% safe. All else, you don't want to wire funds to me because I made inquiries and was told Western Union is the best way to receive funds and fast and easier, okay? So if we're willing to help me out, just let me know. He writes back, and the poem? I'll write you the poem. That is no problem. But for now, I need to get things straight out first, okay? Just wire the funds so I get everything done. We can meet, okay? Do you still need the information or do you have them with you? He says, I'm not doing anything until I get a poem. And finally, she says, fine, no problem. I can see you're not helping matters. Thanks for your time.
Wow. That was strung out, but that was pretty comical.
It was pretty funny. We never got a response. Oh, we never responded.
I still want to know what the hit rate is. This is a question I have.
Yeah.
I wonder what a general percentage is. And I have a friend who actually got to the point where he's about to wire and stopped. And a friend who's very intelligent.
Yeah.
So I think that I would curious if they get 1 out of 10 to send them some money.
I mean, somebody, it has to be. And it can't be. The people doing it have to have done this before. Like, I don't think every single one is like, oh, this is the first time and they've never done it or they never got a response. Why would they put all this time into doing this and saying how much they love somebody if they aren't going to ever get a payoff? You know, there has to be
something. There's got to be some return that happens. It's unbelievable.
So,
well, that's a good story. And then I had this thing about Facebook, how a guy stole a TV, biggest flat screen TV from a car wash and took off with it. Somehow got it under his clothes or hidden under something, got out of the car wash. They went to the surveillance cameras, saw that he had used a credit card to use gas there. And got his information on the credit card. The woman that were running the car wash went to Facebook, looked up this guy's name, recognized him, friend requested him. He accepted. And then she immediately went through all of his pictures to confirm to get a better views of him and make sure that was him. And then wrote him, hey, a-hole, we know you're the one who stole that flat screen.
Did she say a-hole?
I'm putting that
okay,
in.
Okay.
You may want to, if you come in and bring the television back, you know, by tomorrow, we won't press charges, but this is your last chance. And then the guy deleted her from his friends. And the police were promptly notified. So it all goes back to the lesson of be discerning in your Facebook acceptances.
Yeah, see, do you accept anyone if you get a friend request?
No, I got to at least have something, met them or know them, or I wouldn't just take a random
one. Yeah, there's got to be some sort of connection. Yeah. So, again, another rule for 2011, that and what your tree.
We're starting you off right. But we didn't really finish the New Year's Eve. We sort of touched on it, but what did you end up doing New Year's Eve?
I just stayed home and we made sushi.
Oh, okay.
So ended up going to Kate's Fish at the West Side Market. And while I was there, wanted to get one of those gyros from the famous gyro stand at the West Side Market. Literally famous. But it was closed, at least when I was there, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And so then I went to Maha's Cafe and managed to get one of their sandwiches, like one of their last ones before they closed. Jen was in line at that stupid Crepes Deluxe is notorious for closing. You know, before like the regular market hours. Like some people complained about the West Side Market not being open on like Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I think a bigger problem is a lot of the stands inside aren't open the same hours as the market. Like, let's get that problem figured out first. Cause like, Yeah, Crepes Deluxe always uses. And if you're standing in line and
they'll shut down with people in line.
You've been the you're number 20, you get up there, they'll just close on you.
Oh, wow.
It's like the crepe Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't understand how they can. I think a competing crepe place should open up in the West Side Market next to Crepes Deluxe. They could have like a duel. Cause that place, and the guys are mean. I'm talking down on Crepes Deluxe.
Yeah,
the guy's like a jerk. And
no matter how good it is.
They're good. That's the problem. They are good, but bad service and just bad customer kind of experience. So there's one in the arcade. I don't know if that one's any better. The old arcade downtown.
Okay. So that was sushi at home, low-key.
Sushi
night.
At home, local. Yeah, we just stayed home, low-key. Yeah. You know, didn't go out to anything crazy. I mean, I had some friends that went out on a West 6th and said it was pretty crazy. Heard lots of cars like doing what I affectionately call the gangster parade down Robert Lockwood Jr., down West 10th, down Robert Lockwood, up St. Clair Hill. So yeah, it seemed to be a busy night. Now you were just at the house party, so you didn't do any
house party. Yeah, I didn't go to any bars. It was just one place, which, you know, last year I rented out the top of little bar there, the room, which was nice. But I wanted to house parties are more and more as time goes on. I enjoy those more and more for New Year's Eve. It's a great way to hang out, not to worry about, you know, being in bars and just all the things that happen when you're out downtown. I didn't want to deal with the downtown element.
Yeah. So house parties are nice too when you don't have to host.
Yes, as I found out. I've done both of those over the holidays, one I hosted, one I went to. So it was very nice.
But the benefit of hosting then, especially for New Year's Eve, is then you don't have to worry about driving home.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're done.
But I'm telling you, if you could see 40 people in a house, the downside of the next morning, which I also saw, I would rather take 8 cabs.
And you're a fairly clean person.
I am.
Fairly clean. Yeah. Got a nice house. Good job.
It really bothers me when things are out of order as I adjust your computer here on my table. But it was good. So yeah, I'm glad I rallied. But over the holiday, I should say this too, since before we close it out, got to go to 3 Cleveland State home games, which is a real treat for me from when I was off between Christmas and New Year's. They went 3-0 during those 3 home games, South Florida, Loyola, and UIC. So they're now 15-1, rolling right along. They're the little engine that could, man. They're just winning.
I saw in the Plain Dealer Sports section that Terry Pluto finally jumped on your bandwagon.
I've been saying this for days.
Oh, weeks. Come on. Give yourself credit. Weeks. What is that, episode 3, 4? I don't know. When you bought those
season
tickets.
I was on board at 8-1. I thought, you know what? This could be something special. Oh, 8, no, I'm sorry. I said, you know, this could be something special. So, yeah.
Now they're 15-1.
And we should also say, in terms of what's going on in January, this Friday night at 7 o'clock, Cleveland State plays at Butler, and you know Butler was in the national final. They were in the Final Four last year and actually in the final championship game last year for all of NCAA basketball.
I did not know that.
So they were playing Butler Friday night, the first of 2 matchups. Butler generally wins the conference, so this will be a real test for them. At Butler, it's on ESPNU, which is pretty standard on most cables, so it's a national game Friday night at 7 o'clock. Check them out.
Cool.
CSU, yeah.
First of all, since we're going into sports, I guess we got to mention the Browns fired Eric Mangini today.
Kind of inevitable. I think that there was any doubt before yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, to get so embarrassed by your rival over and over and over, I think the Pittsburgh shellacking that went on yesterday just cemented the fact that it's just not working. They gave him one more year, and I respect that Holmgren came in a year ago. The Browns won the last 4 games of 2009. They were playing. Even the record overall wasn't good. Holmgren saw enough under Mangini that said, you know, I'm going to give you one more year. So I think Mangini can have no complaints that he got another year to rebound.
Yeah,
that's they had. They showed signs of promise, but they just weren't getting it done despite an upgraded roster, better talent. So to me, this had to be a no-brainer for Holmgren. If there was doubt last year, there was no doubt. And the good thing is, the good and bad thing is, there's a lot of openings right now. I think there's like 8 or 9 NFL openings. So there are coaches out there, but it's going to be kind of a circus trying to see who gets who. But knowing Mike Holmgren, he brings so much credibility to the organization that we've never had before. Despite the record, I think when someone comes here, they know they're going to work for a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's well-respected, and who is in complete control of the organization. And they're also going to go work for an organization that has limitless funds. We have limitless money we can spend. So I think those 2 factors make it an attractive job. And throw in the tradition, which is what got Holmgren here. He said winning the Super Bowl in Cleveland would be very special. And if someone can see that, I think it's a great combination to get a unique coach to come in and say, hey, this is an opportunity I want to be a part of.
Yeah.
So let's hope we've got the right guy leading the search. So I'm very confident. I feel really good that we'll get the right guy. Okay. John Gruden's the guy everyone's hoping for. He's won a Super Bowl. He's from Sandusky. He's very charismatic. He's not many football now. He's on the broadcast crew there. But Gruden's the guy people are hoping just because he'd be a huge personality.
And is that based in anything that there's a chance or people just saying, oh, this guy would be nice?
He's randomly? Just he's been out of coaching for 2 years, and he said he wants to get back in. He's a free agent, and he's got a hometown connection. So I think there is a legitimate shot there. What it is, I don't know, but I think it is legitimate.
Well, you heard it here first.
So that's you got second. All your sports info here.
Hey, other Cleveland info. Ground set to break on the Medical Mart, finally. $465 million Medical Mart and Convention Center. Now, this is kind of weird. They're gonna have the official groundbreaking like ceremony, and politicians will be there, and they'll help hold white shovels and turn over a thing of dirt. That's going to happen in 2 weeks. But there's already... They've already realigned they put up barriers and they're rerouting traffic around there, right along like St. Clair, Lakeside, between malls B and C there. You know, there's already construction equipment on the premises. They're going to start asbestos removal and demolition, and trees are getting shredded, kind of like your Christmas tree might be if you leave it on the lawn tonight.
Very similar, for a lot of parallels.
So yeah, it's a long... The complex has been at work since 2007. That's when the quarter-cent sales tax went into play 4 years ago. And we are finally having some groundbreaking. So this is actually going to happen. So
that really is huge for the city. It's been talked about so long. There were times when I thought the whole thing might fall through. There's nothing in there to drink.
I know. I went to drink my water and it's empty.
And they're also going to announce in this big ceremony in 2 weeks the 40 or so companies that have committed space.
Well, that's interesting. Because it's, you know, their whole thing is the letters of intent, which is kind of a weird thing when it comes to the real estate. It's a non-binding contract that basically just says it's a letter that says, if you build this, I'll move in there.
Right.
But it doesn't have any kind of legal binding. And they get these things signed ahead of time so they can go to banks and they can go to other lenders and governments that are giving them this money and say, see, we have these people. But it has been, it still is going to be interesting because, there's a competing facility that will supposedly be constructed in Nashville. And they already have people that have not just given letters of intent, but have taken the next step and have signed a lease on the dotted line.
So they're locked in.
They just have one, I think, that is actually signed up, but that's been a big flag for them to wave, say, oh, we got people in the facility in Cleveland. They don't even have anyone lined up because we've been so hush-hush and MMPI has not wanted to reveal the 40 companies that have signed because they didn't want competitors swooping in or, you know, to you know, privacy stuff and things like that.
Sure.
So it will be pretty interesting to hear these 40 companies that are going to be leasing showroom space. And, you know, again, the Medical Mart, it's going to be a permanent facility. I mean, we're talking these companies are going to be high-end companies that build things like MRI machines and X-ray machines and other hospital equipment from all around the country and all around the world, making a permanent home, at least, you know, a permanent outpost in Cleveland. So... yeah, it's going to be interesting. So the groundbreaking is happening January 14th. That's when they are going to announce who has signed the letters of intent. But it should be cool. Between that and the Flats East Bank of the East Bank of the Flats project, which is underway now, they have financing again. The Cleveland Casino project, which is underway as soon as they figure out how exactly they're going to realign the river, and the just announced construction starting on the aquarium this spring, this quarter, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to open this year, where they're actually going to... I'm still confused as how this is all going to work out. They're basically turning the bottom of the powerhouse on the west bank of the flats into an aquarium.
I would love to see how this goes from step one to the finish.
And the weird thing is that some of the places in there, like Windows on the River, which is on some of the upper floors, they're staying in the building. So it's not going to be the entire facility. I'm just very confused as how this is all going to work out. But all the companies that are – all the businesses that are in the powerhouse now, like the Improv and Howl at the Moon, Powerhouse Pub, they are moving over to where Shooters is, to that complex over there. So the aquarium should be cool. They're already talking about that's going to be like a $40 million plan. They're already talking about a phase two that's going to be around the same cost. You know, it could be interesting. Some people have said that they would rather have a larger aquarium, that this aquarium that they're planning on building isn't going to be as big as similar sized cities have, and that could be a downfall. But it is going to be the first one in the country designed by this company known for putting their plexiglass tubes where you can kind of walk through the water and you can see the aqua life
like in
around you on
Jaws
all
when they
sides.
collapse.
Did it?
Yeah, one of the Jaws of the SeaWorld.
Maybe
People
that's
were
why.
stuck in
Oh,
there.
okay. Well, good. They'll have that movie running
Yep.
like before you go
Here's the
in.
worst case scenario.
That's Clevelanders always thinking worst
Yep.
case scenario.
But that really is exciting to have the. I didn't realize the flats were finally moving again. The East Bank, to have that and the casino and the medical mart and this aquarium all coming. It's going to totally transform a mile, basically, except for the medical mart, that flats area is going to be completely transformed. And that's the area that's on the water. It's the kind of the view you get when you come into the town. It's going to really be huge. It's very
Well, and the
exciting.
Medical Mart, I mean, it's really the Medical Mart is at Ontario and St. Clair, which is like
Underground.
Ontario is like zero. Well, the Medical Mart's above ground.
What's up? What are they working underground
The
now?
convention
The
center is
convention
underground.
center. Okay, and that's
So the
what they're.
Medical Mart's going to be right across the street from the police station at the
Okay.
corner of Ontario and St.
Well, that
Clair, which is
falls within the
only
area then. That's the
it's
same
only
thing.
10
So it's
blocks.
really
10 blocks down
encompassing.
St. Clair to the flats.
So in
So
5 years, it's going to be unbelievable to see what it looks like then and now. That's
yeah,
great.
should be cool. So buy your Cleveland real estate now.
Get on board. Get on the band. Talk about
You
bandwagons.
heard it here
Is
first.
the Cleveland bandwagon forming?
Terry Pluto. All right, you're up.
All right, 3 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, where to begin? I will say this. This is a quick little bit. March is my favorite month of the year in Cleveland and also anywhere because I live Cleveland. It's my favorite month of the year in Cleveland. It's a great basketball month. If you love basketball, it's March Madness, which I love following. And obviously, I think Cleveland State's going to be making a run and they'll host that tournament. If they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to host their conference tournament at the Combo Center in Cleveland in early March. And then I found out over the holiday that Cleveland is also one of these cities hosting the National Men NCAA Tournament. The second and third rounds are going to be held at Quicken Loans Arena March 18th and 20th, which is great. So that's going to be just very random teams that are in the big March men's basketball tournament will be coming into town for two rounds of basketball, invading the city, and that's going to be so much fun. And that's also dovetails with the start of the St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is on a Thursday. So that's going to be a phenomenal weekend to be in Cleveland, starting with Thursday the 17th of March. 18th starts the basketball games through Sunday the 20th. Also, another great reason, it's the cinema, it's the movie
Film
film
Fest.
fest is that time of year too. Is it early March or mid-March?
Jeez, I
But
don't
I know it's
know.
right around the time of year.
Yeah.
So you have the film festival, and it's just March, I think, in Cleveland. If you can get through those January, February, March is a great reward
That's kind of, yeah, it's kind of light at the end of the
for it
tunnel.
really is, but what a light it is. I love
What a
March.
light it is.
But March is just getting bigger and bigger. I tell you, there's a lot going on.
The Film Fest this year is March 24th through April
Okay,
3rd.
so that follows up the end of the basketball tournament. So anyway, I know it's out there a little bit, Cleveland, but we want you to think spring.
So you're saying like March 17th and 18th could be good days to take off work. Could be a good
If you're
four-day
ever going to do a four-day
weekend.
weekend and you want to be downtown Cleveland, I think that would be a fantastic time.
That could be the place to do. Cool. All right, everyone. Well, hey, thanks for listening to episode 19 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We do this every single Monday, almost, unless Jeff's sick. We do this every single Monday at 7:30 Eastern. Please go to radioshowonline.com, become our friend on Facebook. You can listen to all the old podcasts we've done. If you want to be like Fish and have your song playing in the background before our show starts, we always play a couple songs. You can do that by sending us the song to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But that's all. Happy New Year, everyone. Make it a good one. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Is it?